Good morning. Well, it's cold out, but happy to be talking with you guys today.
And we appreciate the time. And we know that this is a busy day because of some people that perhaps filing late or making sure. We were just trying to remind them all morning, make sure you get it taken care of. It is April 17th, so you get a couple extra days this year. And we know that President Trump has been busy trying to push tax cuts and tax programs through the House and Senate this year. Give us your thoughts on what you've heard from the president in this situation.
Well, frankly, I love what I've heard from the president, but what's more important, I love what I'm hearing from Hoosiers back home who are excited again about keeping more of their hard-earned paychecks, being able to save more, being able to take their kids out to eat more, being able to invest more in their businesses. What's exciting to me is the enthusiasm and optimism I hear from businesses, from employees and employers all the way across the district who are taking this Tax Reform and Jobs Act and making sure that they utilize it, invest it, so that they can pursue their own happiness. And that's what's really exciting. The president started the ball rolling, but Hoosiers all the way across the district are keeping that ball rolling by reinvesting, by saving, by spending, by using those tax savings to benefit their families and their futures.
Congressman, given what you're saying, and there's no disagreement about that, why is it seemingly so messed up in Washington about the president and what he's doing, and that Republicans are in trouble in this midterm election, et cetera, et cetera?
Look, there's always been gossip mongering in D.C., but it has just gone to a huge level. And this is what Hoosiers back home hate about D.C., is that D.C. isn't focused on solving problems for Hoosiers. D.C. isn't focused about getting to better outcomes. D.C. is focused about its internal politics, focused on serving itself, focused on the gossip of what's going on up in D.C. instead of what needs to be going on all the way across this country. You know, 2 Novembers ago, the election was really about people rejecting the status quo in Washington, rejecting that sense of Washington being the same old is absolutely unacceptable now going forward. And I want to fight for Hoosiers every single day. And so all of the gossip, all of the drama that goes on in D.C., that's a sideshow compared to the most fundamental question that legislators should be asking themselves, which is, what are we doing today to ensure that Americans live better lives tomorrow? That's the only question that matters. That's the only solution we should be looking for.
Are you satisfied with what the president is doing and is how he's doing it?
You know what? I have been really excited about the results that I've seen all the way across the district because of the president's policy, because of the work that the House has done, the work that the Senate has done. You know, first and foremost, we've seen a reinvigorated economy, an economy growing faster than it has in the last 10 years. And that's important because it's enabled people to be able to earn more, to be able to save more, to be able to put more away for college, for marriage, for buying a house. So first and foremost, the economy is really important. And then the second thing that I hear from Hoosiers every single day is about national defense and ensuring that we feel safe in our community, safe as a country again. And the president has taken bold steps over the course of the last year to make sure that we do feel safe as a country again. I think those two things that the president has focused much of his time on, much of his effort on, much of his policy on, I think those two things are making a profound difference in that optimism. I mean, we as a country have always been optimistic that our future is going to be better than our past, that our kids are going to live better than we are living. And I think the president is making sure that that dream comes to fruition.
Trey Hollingsworth is our guest this morning, the congressman from the 9th District here in Indiana. Now, one of the other things that's been making news recently has been the tariff issue. Donald Trump says, hey, look, we need fairer trade, and we're gonna put tariffs on some goods here. We've seen the reaction back and forth. How has this impacted Hoosiers in the district, obviously? And moving forward, is this a starting place to talk about? Where are we at with these tariffs, and how is it going to affect people here in the 9th District?
You know, that's a great question, and there's certainly a lot of concern all the way across the district about a pending possible potential trade war with China. Here's what I continue to diagnose. One, it's unmistakable that the balance and terms need to be rectified with China. We need fairer trade. They have for too long taken our technology, taken our jobs, taking our manufacturing, and we need to make sure that we keep that here, that we see more companies investing right here versus offshore in jobs. So balancing the terms is hugely important, and I applaud the president for standing up to China. And the fact that they're retaliating or they're talking about retaliating is just a sign that these terms were out of whack to start with. If it didn't matter to them, then they wouldn't be talking such bluster. But the second thing we need to make sure.
And quickly, why was it so out of whack for so long? Why did it take Trump to fix this? I agree with you. I never understood why we acquiesced to the Chinese so long.
I tell you what, it's exactly right. It's career politicians on both sides listening to career bureaucrats and not being willing to draw lines in the sand. I mean, the same thing has been true with our national defense for the last 10 years. We draw these gray, blurry lines, and then we're unwilling to stand up for ourselves around the world. And this is what Trump has brought to the White House, a willingness to say, this is what we will accept, this is what we won't accept. We are going to focus on putting American security first, American jobs first, the American economy first, and Americans first. And presidents before haven't done this on both sides of the aisle. They focused on this globalist agenda and making sure that they become friends with all of their counterparts instead of standing up and saying the honest truth. We expect you to live up to your end of the bargain if we are going to live up to our end of these bargains.
Congressman, as you sit here in Indiana and you look at Washington, D.C., it looks like some kind of a circus going on there. What are your constituents telling you in Indiana? How satisfied are they? What are they concerned about? What are they saying to you?
Well, we talked about the economy. They're extremely optimistic about the economy, seeing growth that they haven't seen before. We talked about national defense. They are happy with the fact that we are standing up for ourselves around the world, that we are drawing red lines and enforcing those red lines. But the third thing we haven't talked about is the culture in Washington that needs to change. And this is the area we have a lot of work to do. Now, I've been a huge sponsor of over 8 term limits bills.
Right.
I've written term limits bills to make sure that we end this career politician practice of promoting their own careers, right? I have the strictest lobbying ban in all of Congress. And these are two important things. Why? Because Hoosiers want to see change in D.C. They want to see a culture work for them instead of work for itself. And you're exactly right. It is a circus in D.C. Nowhere was that more apparent than in the omnibus spending a few weeks ago that Democrats and Republicans passed. That it continues, the reckless overspending in Washington, continues the status quo in Washington. And this is why we have to change the culture, because we're getting bad policy, because we've got a bad process, because we've got career politicians in charge instead of real, genuine individuals with real outside experience. And this is why, you know, we have still got work to do with regard to changing a culture in Washington that isn't serving Hoosiers, isn't serving Americans, but is serving itself in D.C.
Congressman, a number of your colleagues on the Republican side have already announced that they're not going to seek re-election. What's that going to do to your efforts and other efforts of the Republicans to get this back in order?
You know, what I've continued to hear is that a lot of career politicians that have been there for a very long time are now suddenly retiring. And I can tell you, even though it's from the Republican Party, I'm excited about that. I'm excited to see more fresh faces in Washington, more people committed to changing that culture in Washington. Because we don't just need Republicans or Democrats in Washington. We need real and genuine experience in Washington. It's a circus. It's a drama. We need to make sure that we get back to the real answers of solving real problems for Americans. And the only way to do that is to get real people elected, not lobbyists, not more people from D.C., not career politicians, but real people with real experience. So I'm frankly excited to see that some of the career politicians have recognized it's a whole new world. Voters are coming out in droves to get back their government. It's a government by the people, for the people, and they want it back. And so I'm excited about seeing what I hope are a lot of new, fresh faces next year that can begin to tear apart a culture in Washington that hasn't worked for us for a very long time.
Congressman, what do we expect to see from the House and Senate moving forward here in the next couple months? Are there any really hot button or pressing issues or pieces of legislation that are lining up that Hoosiers need to be aware of?
Yeah, there's a really big push right now to make sure that we get the Farm Bill accomplished. And first and foremost, this is a hugely important aspect and cornerstone for our farm policy across the country. And that's obviously really, really important to Indiana. So that's the first big piece. But right buried inside the Farm Bill and making sure we continue to be an important agricultural state is welfare reform. We need to make sure that we empower people to get back to work, that we empower people to build a better future for themselves, for their families, and ultimately for their communities. And we, over the last 20 years, have done a terrible job of building policies that keep people in poverty for a long time instead of helping people get back to a better future. Americans are very generous. But we want to make sure that it's a helping hand to get you back on your feet, to get you back building a better future that suits you best, And policies that we've had that have come out of Democrats for the last 10 years have led to the exact opposite, have led to more and more poverty, more and more intergenerational poverty. We need to turn that around and ensure that we get to a better future for all Americans, that opportunity exists for all Americans. So inside the Farm Bill, which is hugely important for agriculture, is also this welfare reform to making sure there's less fraud, making sure we empower people, but also making sure we're there for people who truly need it.
Congressman, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for checking in and giving us an update on what's going on, and we hope to talk to you down the road.
Absolutely. Get out those winter coats. I hope winter will let go of us soon, but I really appreciate you guys taking some time.